Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. I'm Dave Ball, and today we'll talk about wise financial counsel for young couples. And to help us with that discussion will be Rob West. He is the president of Trust House, a fee-only financial management firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Rob brings with him a wealth of biblical understanding of finances, investing, as well as planning for the future.
Well, Dave, I am looking forward to talking to Rob West. He is just a great young guy with lots of wisdom, and he's going to share some things that he's learned at a young age that can help other people in his life stage, as well as talk to us about some of the ways to deal with the issue of aging parents. You know, aging parents have their own financial decisions to face, and sometimes the younger member of the family can help assist with that because, listen to this, Dave, from a recent Consumer Credit Counseling Service article out of Atlanta, 2/3 of all seniors have no intention of discussing finances with their children. You know, 2/3, Dave, is a lot of people who just don't want to talk about it. And it sets up the opportunity for confusion and some real challenges for both sides of the party. So today we've got a top 3 list of ways that you can start a conversation about money with your aging parents. Number 1, tell them about a friend who could have taken better care of their parents if they had known more about their finances. And most of us know somebody in that situation, and you can just kind of bring that up in the conversation. Number 2, tell them you're planning your own future and ask their advice about long-term financial arrangements and medical preferences, and that will probably help them open up to you. And then number 3, bring up a family experience when a relative moved in with their children or went into an assisted living center, and that'll help you gauge their own preference about those things. And then I would just be sure that they know that you have a goal to help them, that you want them to be safe and secure into their golden years, and be sure to express that you're praying for them. And if they ask, you know, why are you talking about this? Why are you bringing this up? Remember 1 Timothy 5:8, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
You know, Chuck, even with the best of plans in place, that's a tough thing to do. It's a very uncomfortable and somewhat stressful place, but it sure beats having to figure it out under the stress of an emergency.
Well, Dave, I've seen families do it beautifully. In fact, one family I know sat down with an annual meeting and said, every year at our age, we're just going to update you where we are, what's going on, and be sure there's full disclosure so that you don't have to read this will someday and be surprised.
That's good advice. Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest, Rob West. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and it is a delight to have Rob West as our guest today. Rob, welcome to Money Life.
Chuck, great to be with you today.
Well, Rob, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in financial planning.
Sure. I have, for the last 10 years, had the opportunity to build, alongside my father and one other gentleman, an investment firm called Trust House in Fort Lauderdale. It's a fee-only wealth management firm, and we have the opportunity to serve clients as we perform investment management and work with them in really all aspects of their financial affairs and planning and managing their assets. I've also been given the privilege of working in the ministry side of the business, so to speak, not only in Trust House as we implement biblical wisdom in all that we do, but also in serving along Crown Financial Ministries here locally as a budget counselor and teaching seminars in years past, Journey to Financial Freedom. I've also had the privilege of hosting a radio program here in Fort Lauderdale on WAFG, founded by Dr. D. James Kennedy, and giving biblical financial advice. And so God has been very gracious in over the years allowing me to do what is really the joy of my heart, and that is seeing the biblical aspect coming together with financial affairs and seeing how that is able to really allow us to grow closer in our walk with Christ.
Well, Rob, you're also a young guy with a growing family in the midst of all that activity. Tell us your age and a little bit about your family.
Sure. I'm 32, and it's interesting you talk about my growing family truck because we have two little guys. I have a 3-and-a-half-year-old, and then I have one that just turned 2. My wife, Julie, and I just recently found out she was pregnant with our third, but we come to realize last week that we're not only going to have number 3, but we're going to have number 3 and 4.
Oh, wow.
You're getting
a lot of high yield.
Yes, we are. And the week before, we had just said, you know, I think 3 is a good number. Maybe we'll stop here, but obviously the Lord
well,
had other plans.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And at 32, what financial advice would you give to other families that are in a similar life stage? You're 32, a lot of demands, your family's growing. What advice do you give to families like yours, Rob?
That's a great question. I think, you know, when I look at starting out as a young family, I'm quickly reminded of Ron Blue and what he said in Master Your Money and the principles there that I think need to undergird our financial lives. He said there's 5 of them, and I think this is the best representation of really the starting point for a young family. They're going to sound basic, and yet if we apply them, can have such a profound impact on our financial lives. The first is simply spend less than you earn. It comes right out of God's Word, and I know statistics I've read recently say American family is spending anywhere from $1.05 to $1.10 for every dollar they bring in. So it sounds basic, and yet it's a key starting point. Second, avoid the use of debt. You know, so often, and we can talk about this in more detail in a bit, but so often young families are find themselves under the burden of debt and trying to maintain a lifestyle that they really can't afford. And so I think that's the second principle. The third would be build some liquidity into your financial life. In other words, have some savings. And I think it's important early to get into that discipline. Disciplines are not easy. We've got to learn them over time. We've got to practice them regularly. But when we can build that discipline into our lives early, it has such an impact as we move through our financial lives down the road. Number 4 would be simply set long-term goals. You know, it's easy for us, especially as a young family, to get so focused on the here and now. We have kids, and we're busy, and we're working, and building careers, and we're involved in our churches. And yet to take the time as husband and wife to sit down and say, let's set some long-term goals. Where are we going? What lifestyle has God called us to? What does contentment mean at 32 years old or as a young family? And begin to talk through that and make those plans. And then number 5 would be something I know you all talk about all the time on Money Life, and that's a recognition that God owns it all. You've got to have that as the really undergirding everything you do in your financial life.
Now, Rob, did you learn this as a young man? I mean, have you been walking this walk yourself for some time?
You know, I had the privilege, Chuck, of growing up in a home where my father, he and I built Trust House together along with Jim Dean, and he has been really practicing this since I was born. And so I had the benefit of seeing this modeled where I was in a family that had a family budget, and we talked about it openly. And so I know that's not common. Most folks don't have that benefit, and yet I was able to see that, and I was able to model that even through college and as I started out in my family.
Well, for those that don't have that benefit, that opportunity to be taught, to be trained that way, do they need to be seeking professional investment advice right now, or should they wait till they accumulate more money to invest?
It's a great question. My answer to that, Chuck, is that the Bible is very clear on seeking wise counsel. Proverbs says, a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. And there are great options available to you all along the spectrum of wealth, whether you're just starting out, and if you want to take advantage of a number of online resources. I know some of the discount brokerage houses like TD Ameritrade, for example, has a program online called AmeriVest, and they'll help you move through a process of answering some questions and putting together a model portfolio that can be rebalanced using something called exchange-traded funds. A newsletter approach, one I'm very familiar with and have recommended over the years, is one called Sound Mind Investing from Austin Prior. It's the largest Christian investment newsletter in the country, and Austin makes very specific recommendations about how you can get started with an investment plan. And then there's investment professionals that specialize in what we call the middle market, and they work with folks. But I do think it's important to get wise counsel early. Oftentimes we say, well, I just don't have enough, and so I'll wait, and we get going down the wrong track. And I think one of the main benefits, not only in terms of the specific investment recommendations, is simply just having that accountability. Somebody that's asking you those questions and saying, are you sure you can't trim your lifestyle in certain areas? Are you wanting to get set up on a regular contribution plan so it becomes a part of your budget? So I think having that accountability is so important to following through on a disciplined investment plan.
Well, you know, Rob, so many people today are listening and thinking, I wished I had done it that way, but in fact, they've made a lot of financial mistakes, and they're behind the eight ball, they're under a lot of financial stress, and they're wanting to recover. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the top two or three financial mistakes that young couples make today and how they can avoid those mistakes. You're listening to Money Life. Our guest today is Rob West, president of Trust House, a fee-only wealth management firm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is Rob West, the president of Trust House, a fee-only wealth management firm in Fort Lauderdale. And at only 32 years old, with two children and twins on the way, Rob, you're a busy guy.
Sure am.
And when we left off, Rob, we were talking about the top two or three financial mistakes that young couples make today. What are you seeing out there?
For young families, Chuck, one of the most common mistakes I see is to take on debt early on to achieve a lifestyle that these families simply can't afford. And I think it stems from what I would call an entitlement mentality. You know, oftentimes we want to make a lateral move from the lifestyle of maybe our parents. And so we want to drive the same cars and we want to live in the same size houses. And yet we simply are not there in terms of being able to afford that lifestyle. The problem is, as you know, in our culture, debt allows you to spend money you don't actually have. And so when we begin to take on this debt, it becomes a burden and it prevents us from really saving and investing properly. I think the key to that is finding contentment early, recognizing God's sovereignty, and allowing and learning to be faithful at our income level that we find ourselves today. That that really leads to the second mistake, because when I take on debt to achieve a lifestyle I can't afford, it really robs me of the opportunity to save and invest early. You know, one of the most powerful forces in the world is something called compounding, where I can allow my money to work for me over a long period of time. And as it grows, month after month and year after year, it's incredible to see how wealth can grow and grow quickly. But if I don't start early and I'm playing catch-up later down the road, the compounding effect is not as powerful. And so I think when I can avoid trying to achieve that lifestyle and I can really become disciplined early on in putting money away, first for savings, for an emergency fund, and then for some short-term and long-term investments, that's where I can see the real power of compounding working for me.
Yeah, so we don't realize how much that our debt-laden lifestyle is robbing us from the upside opportunity that we might have with those same dollars. You know, Rob, I ask people often, what's the number one item in their budget? What's the number one expense item in their budget? And most people will quickly say their house. Mm-hmm. Well, the reality is not their house. It's the interest they're paying on their house.
Yes.
The number one expense item is the interest, not the cost of the house.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people are wondering right now, Rob, what to do with money that they do have. If someone had a lump sum, and I get this a lot, especially people thinking about safety and security, where would you put a lump sum of money right now?
That's a great question. I would start by shoring up what I would call, and I know you have referred to, their emergency fund, making sure that they have some liquid savings that's not invested in the stock market. Maybe it's earning interest in a money market account or an interest-bearing checking account of some kind, but that they know it's readily available for an emergency. And I would say 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses would be a good gauge there on having an emergency fund. Beyond that, once you have some savings and once you debt is under control and you have that lump sum that you're wanting to put away, then we've got to clarify exactly what is the time horizon. Is that money I'm going to need in less than 12 months because I've got it earmarked for something, or is it more long term? And if I've determined that it is more long term, let's say 2 years or more, then I can think about putting that to work for me. And I would make sure to follow the counsel of Scripture and Ecclesiastes and make sure that I am very diversified when I go into an investment. And so that allows me to use either a mutual fund, which is basically a big basket of stocks with professional management, or what I referred to earlier, an exchange-traded fund, or something that's commonly called an ETF, where, again, I have a basket of stocks, maybe as many as a couple hundred, and I can get the benefit of the market's movement as over time the market increases. And I know we're in a period right now where we feel like, is the market ever going to turn around? And it does, based on history. But I have the benefit of seeing that money work for me over time, and I'm not too focused on any one company or even one sector. I have broad diversification.
Well, Rob, I want to flip it over real quickly because we've been talking about young people, but there are seniors out there who are not making sound financial plans, and they're not talking to their kids about the plans that they have made. What advice do you have for the young people who need to talk to their parents about this issue of financial planning?
You know, this is a subject, as young people, we often avoid, because if mom and dad don't bring it up, there's a hesitancy on the part of so many young folks to approach mom and dad about it because it's an awkward subject. It's not something we want to deal with. And yet, at a time when if something were to happen unforeseen, we find ourselves in a situation where we don't have the answers, we don't know what mom and dad's wishes are, we can't carry those out for our loved ones the way we would want to. It really puts so much stress and strain in an already difficult situation. And so I would highly encourage your listeners today to really take that opportunity to approach your parents and talk about those things. Say, you know, I'm making plans for my financial life. I'd love to know, have you made some plans? And I want to be able to carry out your wishes, Mom and Dad, the way you would like them to be carried out. And so let's talk about that and begin to open up that dialogue. And I promise you, as difficult as it is, you will be so thankful that you did.
So, Rob, you're not saying to ask them to reveal their financial plan, but just to talk about, do you have one, and have you thought about all the issues so that their bases are covered?
Exactly. And is there anything that I, as the child who may be the one making a decision on behalf of their parents, anything I need to know so I can make sure that your wishes are carried out exactly the way you want them to be? And I think that's a God-honoring way to approach it.
Well, Rob, that's great advice, and it's been wonderful having you as our guest on Money Life today. Will you come back?
I'd be happy to, Chuck. It's been a real joy.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I was so encouraged to talk to Rob today. You know, to hear the story of a young person who really was taught to do it right, God's way, and has been living that way from the very beginning is just a great example to follow. But, you know, Rob's really the exception. So often we get calls and letters and emails from people who are in a world of pain. And this is a very difficult time for many, many people right now. You know, we did a program just a couple of weeks ago about a topic I called financially assisted suicide. And I give out my personal email address for a reason, because I want to be sure that anybody out there knows that they can actually contact me and we'll be there to help them or to refer them to someone. And I got an email from a father who told me how he had lost his job and thought it would be a little short period of time before he got reemployed and fell back on using his credit cards to fill in the gaps. And it turns out that it took quite a while to get reemployed, and he had a huge amount of debt. And he said, "I'm not suicidal, but I need somebody to talk to because I'm not sure whether I should stop paying my car payments or what to do about groceries. I am just stuck, and I'm really, really hurting." And that came into my own box, and I thought, you know, that's indicative of how much pain there is out there right now. And we want to be there to give people help and hope and insight from God's Word, not just to solve the financial pain, but to introduce them to the Lord God who can comfort them and to give them peace in the midst of all of their challenges right now. You know, you may be one of those that's been touched by Crown Financial Ministries. We've been on the air for years, and many of you have been listening for years. Some of you listen by podcast every single day, and we appreciate you so much. But oftentimes people forget that we provide all the services we do without charge. We provide online money map coaches, trained people for free, so anybody can reach out and get help in person or online. And there's so much help that's needed right now. Will you consider becoming a financial partner with us? You know, our audience is estimated to be well over 1 million people every week. And if only 0.5% of our audience would give a gift of $20 a month, it would help us tremendously. And I would ask you to be one of those in September to join us as a new financial partner so that you can participate in this opportunity to serve other people. I can't think of a place where so many people could be reached for just $20 a month, and they need your help, and we need your help too.
Well, we'd love to hear from you this month, and if you want to donate by phone, you can call us at 800-722-1976. That's 800-722-1976. Also, you can make your donation online by going to crown.org. You'll see on our homepage up in the upper left corner a button that says donate, and you can make your donations there. Again, the web address is crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for being with us for this edition of Money Life.